Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good morning, millennials.
Welcome back to The Toast and happy Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. I'm really looking forward to the weekend, because I'm podcasting at you live from Nashville. Hey, Jax, how you darn?
Darn good. How does it feel to be in Music City?
Oh, I'm already, I've got the music in me. Like, I'm feeling the power of Nashville coursing through my veins.
For real?
No, I haven't left the hotel room. I got here last night. I'm podcasting. Like, I haven't left my hotel, but I could feel the energy outside. It's electric. It's also a big weekend in Nashville. Last night, the city was abuzz. I couldn't even get to the hotel. Janet Jackson was performing at Bridgestone Arena. There are two college graduations this weekend. Vanderbilt and Belmont, I think it's called. So it's just, the city is ablaze.
Wow, congrats to the graduates.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Congrats.
Congrats to the grads.
Congratulations to the grads.
If you're a graduate and you're listening to this episode, congrats and thanks for listening and being a toaster at your, you know, ripe young age. It means a lot to us.
And most importantly, congrats.
Yeah, on all you've achieved.
We've got a great audio-only episode for you guys, so our YouTube listeners, hope you can catch us on the ones and the twos, wherever you get your podcasts. Jax is in New York, I'm in Nashville, getting ready for the Eras Tour, and it's very exciting.
Any updates on the weekend plans or the Eras Tour since you were on the podcast yesterday?
No,
nothing's changing.
Nothing's changing. I did change hotel rooms. You know, whenever we get to a hotel, Ben has a problem with the hotel room. And it's like he's so particular that I just ignore him. But he was 100% right. We got put in this dungeon. Like, literally, there were no windows in this room. I actually felt claustrophobic. And that's not even, like, a condition I suffer from. So there was a change in rooms last night. But other than that, the plans remain the same.
Okay, great. I'm so excited to podcast with you, but then to end the podcast so that you can embark on your Nashvillian adventure.
You know, I love the Tennessee crew. I'm a Tennessean at my heart, in my core.
Yeah, sure.
No, I really am.
Have you been to any other parts of Tennessee?
Yes, bitch. I know you're trying to catch me in some
I'm just asking you.
I've been to Memphis. I have never been to Memphis. Well, I can't even sing that song wholeheartedly.
I've never been to Memphis, so I could sing it.
It's stunning. Truly, lots of culture. And I've also been to Franklin, which is like outside of Nashville, but it counts.
Okay. Cool.
So, yeah. I've been to a few places.
That's so awesome.
Isn't it just dandy? Do you guys know that Theo's birth name, the name that he was given at his breeder,
was
actually Dandy.
Oh, geez, no, because we were doing the breath when you got Theo, and it was a big topic of discussion, and I wanted you to call him by his birth name, Dandy Hansen.
And by the way, like, Dandy, first of all, it doesn't roll off the tongue in any
sort
of way.
You're so wrong.
And two, like, let's call a spade. Dandy is a girl's name. Like,
Dandy would have been an amazing name, and you were wrong for that.
I stand by my decision.
Another Claudia life fun fact is that Theo actually had a name change early in his life.
Yes.
Theo was not his original name, and his original name was Dandy, but then his second name that Claudia named him when she first got him was?
Mo. Moofy, M-O-O-F-Y. And it was like a really cute pet name me and Ben called each other at the time. We still kind of do. And we were like, oh my God, how cute. Like if we actually take this pet name and give it to a pet. And on day one, we knew immediately it was going to be so confusing. Like Ben was talking to Theo Moofy at the time. And I was in the other room being like, yeah, are you calling me? It was moronic and it wasn't our best idea. And I'm glad we had the foresight, like not to, you know, sometimes you have a bad idea, but you just got to stick with it because you're stubborn. I was so glad I was mature enough to realize like, you know, maybe this wasn't my best call.
Yeah. So then he rebranded again to Theo. Yes,
he did.
To Gorgeous Theo.
And it's been a joy ever since, honestly.
I believe that. I'm looking at my own Stry Sands right here. He's been just like extra angelic and... Mm. We're just having a moment. You know when you go through like waves of just like bonding periods?
Connection.
We are extremely connected these days.
I'm thrilled for you. I'm thrilled for Strice. And I'm thrilled for the community.
Yeah. I'm thrilled for you. And you know what? I think we should get into the episode because you need to embark on your weekend. I know you have big plans. You're like going over to Shannon's with the girls, spray tans.
Yeah. Actually, do I look tan? Shannon sprayed me. And I'm vlogging this whole thing for Patreon and all the girls who, like, we all traveled separately. We're staying in different places. We're like a group of 15. They're vlogging too and being really supportive of the Patreon. So you will see, you know, what's going on. Me and Ben are at the hotel with Lauren and Elizabeth because we're just like, you know, boring like that.
Mature.
Margot and her friends are staying at Shannon's, and then the rest of the crew got this big Airbnb. That's where I'm gonna go afterwards because I want to see it. Apparently it's really nice and there's like a rooftop deck with a TV. So that's where I'm gonna head after this. Where was I going with this story
about our Patreon? Oh
no, well, always patreon.com/thetoast. But I got my spray tan last night. Shannon has a full-blown machine. And when I tell you, I think it's just as good as any, like, professional spray. She was legit, like, doing the hand motions, like, whew, whew, like, really going at it. She's like, spread your thumbs, turn to the side, ninja. Like, she was really killing it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You do look good in tan.
Thank you.
Good in tan.
When I'm good and ready, I'm good in tan.
Okay.
All right, should we dive in?
Yeah, let's dive in. We actually have really real stories for a Friday, and for that I am grateful.
Me too. There's a story I'm excited to talk about, like an influencer drama thing that's going on TikTok. And of course, we're coming in with a hot take that no one's going to agree with.
Can't wait for it. So now, without further ado, here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know.
Is it you or you?
You.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, you need to know that today's episode is brought to you by Urban Stems, the most fabulous flower delivery service. They deliver modern bouquets and stylish plants next day nationwide. So for all of our forgetful queens who are like always forgetting people's birthdays, anniversaries, you know, Mother's Day's coming up, Urban Stems has got your back. And with Mother's Day coming up, their Mother's Day collection is curated with love and adoration in mind. Every bouquet is designed in-house and it is super on trend. All of their deliveries include a personalized note that is sent to your recipient, thoughtfully designed packaging, and 100% happiness guarantee. So I've been using Urban Stems because I'm constantly sending people stuff. I'm like so generous like that. And I only know about Urban Stems because somebody who I work with, whenever they would send me flowers, was always sending me Urban Stems. That one day I literally wrote it down. I'm like, Urban Stems. And I've been using them ever since. Their delivery is on point. Their packaging is super, super cute. And the flower designs are really beautiful. So you can schedule your flower delivery in advance to show how much you love them. Don't wait till the last minute and settle for the disappointing flowers from the grocery store. You can shop by color, price range, even flower type, and you can take your pick from a variety of bouquets, plants, gifts, and floral subscription options that are all available at urbanstems.com. With Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, May 14th, don't forget, you can visit urbanstems.com/toast to see some of their top picks. Just be sure to order in time by using code TOAST for 15% off your purchase. Again, Mother's Day is upon us. Do not forget, go to urbanstems.com/toast, get our most beautiful bouquets, and order in time using code TOAST for 15% off your purchase. That's code TOAST for 15% off your purchase. Today's episode is also brought to you by The Perfect Bar, the original refrigerated protein bar that you know and love. For those of you that live under a rock or who rudely skip through our ads, here are the fast five things that you need to know about The Perfect Bar. They're made with freshly ground nut butter, organic honey, and 20 organic superfoods. They have 17 grams of proteins, and they come in 10 delicious flavors. Plus, they also come in little snack size bars that are perfect for a busy busy toaster on the go. 3, they're made with only whole food ingredients. They contain no artificial preservatives and the perfect bar is stored in the fridge. 4, they have the most sickening cookie dough texture. Perfect Bar is unlike any other protein bar out there. And 5, if you aren't already convinced, they're also non-GMO, project verified. They're gluten-free, they're soy-free, they're low GI, and they're kosher. So Perfect Bar knows that it'll be love at first bite. So for a limited time, they're offering you a chance to try their refrigerated protein bars for free. Love that these are stored in the fridge. They're so fresh. They're so good. And a lot of them have delicious chocolate in them, like dark chocolate, the ones that I like do. When you put them in the fridge, they become this like hard, crunchy shell. And then the inside is like that cookie dough texture we were saying. And it's really a perfect, it is a titillating experience for your taste buds, a sensational experience. So if you want to get a free Perfect Bar, sign up for email or texts, upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they will reimburse you for the cost of one bar. It'll go directly into your Venmo or PayPal account. So again, all you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/toast to get that free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/TOAST to get that free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking.
Thank you, Claudia.
You're welcome, Jackie.
Our first story, a little legal news. Ed Sheeran has been found not liable in a copyright lawsuit. He says he feels the truth was heard and believed. So a jury has found Ed Sheeran not liable in a lawsuit filed against him for alleged copyright infringement over his 2014 single, Thinking Out Loud. He was accused of lifting direct elements of the Marvin Gaye classic song, Let's Get It On, for this Grammy-winning single, Thinking Out Loud. The unanimous verdict was reached after about a 3-hour deliberation by 7 jurors in a New York City courtroom on Thursday. Ed said, quote, "I feel like the truth was heard and the truth was believed. It's nice that we can both move on with our lives now. It's sad that it had to come to this." He was like really
spinning out,
rattled by this whole situation. He had said earlier this week, like, if the case didn't go his way, he was like quitting music because like this is his artist process.
Lost all faith.
He lost all faith in the process. He also said that he missed his grandmother's funeral, I think, because he had to be in New York for the trial. So like Ed Sheeran is pissed. And while the trial was happening, I wasn't keeping up with it, and I don't know how Thinking Out Loud is similar to Let's Get It On, but I assume they had like a good case if they were pursuing it. But apparently like the estate of Marvin Gaye just like tries to sue everyone for everything.
Yeah, apparently it's just like a thirsty estate, you know, going after everyone. And how they were similar is that like basically most popular songs consist of like four chords like repeated, and there are only so many chords out there, so it was like the same four chords. But I see these videos on TikTok all the time. It's like, did you know that this song and this song have the same four chords? And like, oh, if you listen to it, yeah, there are only so many ways to like on a guitar or piano like create a song at its core. It's not that crazy, it's not that uncommon, and it really was like clearly, because the jury agreed, there wasn't that much evidence that it was a copycat. Like there are certain coincidences and similarities in the songwriting and music making process, and this was just one of them. And like Ed Sheeran was fucking pissed, like not me and never seeing him angry before. Like he was like, I will quit.
Yeah, let's like be okay with parallel thinking, one. And two, I actually pride myself, a talent of mine is being able to hear a song and tell you like a similar song or like something that has like a similar element. And the fact that I didn't catch this, I just feel like they should have had me on the witness stand, because agreed, this was not a match.
No, Ben does that too. He'll be listening to a song. He'll be like, wait. He's like literally like a mathematician. Like, wait 1 second. And then he'll literally like look through his Spotify for the song he's looking for. And you know what? He does make a really good call. Like sometimes these songs sound so familiar.
Yeah, no, I have a few that come to mind. But one that's just like so underrated is the beginning of Honky Tonk Highway and Rockstar by Hannah Montana. And
another one,
I don't know who Maroon, copied who.
Maroon by Taylor Swift and 100% by Claudia Ashray.
Yeah, that one, honestly, you have a case.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I think that a lot about songs, but that's just like, we're all, like, all these people are just writing
we're
pop songs with
inspired.
The same.
Inspired.
Yeah, but like, there are only so many instruments, so many chords, so many words, like, it's not that crazy. I don't hear the similarities at all. And it just seems so obvious. Like, okay, it's clear that, like, the estate of Marvin Gaye is, like, on this, like, war path. Like, they're suing people left and right. And to go after, like, Ed Sheeran for Thinking Out Loud, it's just, like, the biggest song ever. Like, it's just so obvious.
Yeah, especially like it's embarrassing that they didn't have a case. And now whatever case they bring forward next, like I'm not going to take it seriously, because also like typically you would take something like this seriously. People don't go to court and sue right. for their artistic property, especially posthumously without.
Well, that's like this makes me think of Tom Petty, a state suing Sam Smith and winning for Stay With Me.
And what was Tom Petty's song?
I don't remember, but they won because they're really the songs were exactly the same.
Damn. Right. So you would think like there's a case, but there's no case here. And I feel like this chips away at people who do have a real claim.
Yeah. Like it also chips away at the integrity of all future lawsuits coming from the gay estate.
100%. 100%.
100%.
So I'm glad 100%. Ed saw this through. I'm sorry he missed his grandma's funeral. I'm glad it went his way and that he'll continue to make math-based records.
Yeah, his album Subtract is coming out soon.
It's really important for the math community that Ed Sheeran not quit the industry.
Yeah, you know, I was watching Young Sheldon last night, my absolute favorite show about the boy genius, Sheldon Lee Cooper. And he, if only Young Sheldon were alive to see what Ed Sheeran has done, he would have loved Ed Sheeran.
You think?
100% math-based music that he could get down to. 100%.
Do you know who loves Young Sheldon?
Who?
Dana.
I have to talk to her about it. Yeah. She would.
She is Young Sheldon.
Literally.
Young Sheldon needs a girlfriend in the show called Dana. A young Dana.
Actually, I got to the episode last night where like he like falls in love with this girl. And she's like, he's in high school, but he's 9 years old. And this girl's like 17. And she wants to take him to like an IMAX movie in Houston, which is like a 2-hour drive away. So Sheldon's mom's like, I need to meet this girl. And she meets the girl and the girl is lovely. And the girl says, don't worry, Mrs. Cooper, I've babysat before. And Sheldon is crushed because he didn't realize this girl was like babysitting. He really felt like this girl loved him.
I'm depressed. Thank you for that. It reminds me of that story of that 9-year-old who's going to college.
Jackie, every time I watch Young Sheldon, I think about that story that we reported on The Toast a few weeks, well, months ago, I think.
And I just hope, I mean, the grads are grading right now, so he probably doesn't start until the fall. And I'm just thinking of him, like, every once in a while, I'm thinking of him, and I hope that college is everything that he deserves it to be.
And everything he imagined it would be.
Yeah, even at age 9, because I'm sure it's hard to have a proper college experience at age 9.
Right, right.
Right.
Thinking of him. Today and always.
Yes. Are you ready for our next story?
Yes.
I know you're not going to care, but I love to close the loop on a bebe name. And Chloe and Tristan's baby boy's name has finally been revealed, according to the U.S. Sun, which is so fucking random. But the couple has named their baby boy, who was born last summer, Tatum Robert.
By the way, I do care. I saw this. And I was shocked at how normal it was. Like, just like a name I had heard before, not a name that was made up.
Yeah, I agree. She said she was going to do a T name. There are only so many T names out there. I think Tatum is a really beautiful name. Then you add the Robert, which is very significant to Chloe. And I think it's beautiful.
I like it a lot, actually. It's so kind of like Instagram blogger, mommy blogger. Like, it's so not Kardashian.
Yeah, Tatum Robert Thompson. That's a nice name.
It has like a kingly sort of stature to it. It's very, like, respectable. It's
brother of Truesdale Thompson.
Right. True and Tatum is so cute. She's obviously sticking with the T theme, which, like, I just hate because the T is obviously for Tristan.
Or Thompson, like, because she likes how her first name and her last name correspond. So her kids are Thompsons, so they're T's.
That's actually a really good call. And you know what was nice? So, like, even when everyone was calling him Tristan Third Trimester Thompson, that still was all T's.
It was an alliteration, so at least they could sleep easy.
Right, knowing that while he was the most hated man in America, at least they were staying on brand.
Do you know what I watched recently? Like, last week, it was just on TV, and I was just watching cable.
Chloe and Lamar's Wedding?
No, the episodes of Kardashians where Tristan smooched Jordan Woods.
Oof, darn. All those clips always come up on my TikTok.
It was really crazy to watch back, because at the time, it was the biggest deal. And even watching it again, like, it was just the craziest thing.
No, and by the way, something we didn't even talk about, because I feel like I don't remember when it happened, but recently it was announced Red Table Talk is canceled because
I talked Facebook about it with Olivia.
Facebook Watch is kaput.
Yeah, but Olivia and I both concluded that we think that it will get picked up by a network because they're all for sale. All those shows are kind of for sale now.
Or like a YouTube Originals, because it really was good as like a web show.
Yeah, yeah. I think it won't be the last time we see the table that is red.
No, and when we think about like all the iconic moments, like of course Jordan Woods, Olivia Jade, like they really were like out there doing the most on Red Table Talk.
Yeah, yeah. But it was just an absolutely crazy time.
It was a crazy time, that Jordan thing. Like, I literally remember where we were. We were in Utah on family vacation, and you and I did, like, an emergency podcast. We couldn't believe it.
It was Scandoval level.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but not as crazy as Scandoval, because, like, an affair versus a kiss are very different.
No, and honestly, I can't think of anything that's happened in the last 10 years that is as crazy as Scandoval. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but it is by far the most mind-blowing thing that's ever happened to me. Like, for real.
I understand.
And it's not even happening to me. It's not even happening to me, Jax.
I understand. Well, speaking of Scandoval, actually, I'm going to swap the stories around because our next story is a little Bravo Vanderpump news.
Okay.
Lisa Vanderpump is closing her beloved LA restaurant Pump for good. Lisa Vanderpump's Pump restaurant and lounge in West Hollywood is closing its doors after 10 years of business on July 5th. She told E! News, "It's with heavy hearts that we announced that the lease at Pump Restaurant is expiring." She explained that they had previously signed a 10-year lease, but when it came time to renew, the price had increased too significantly, and it wasn't something that they were ready to commit to. After successfully running 37-plus establishments for many years, this type of rent is untenable. She didn't specify how much the rent would increase, but sources told TMZ that it would cost $1 million a year to lease the space. However, the landlord for Pump denied both the source and Vanderpump's claims and said to Page Six that it's not accurate. Quote, "We did not raise the rent and in fact have been nothing but supportive as they tried to catch up on lease obligations, including forgiving some rent during COVID."
All right. Well, I feel weird about a landlord who talks to Page Six, honestly. Like, that's crazy.
No, but like if the landlord didn't say anything, we'd be like, you know, these landlord, like they're just raising rents. Rents are crazy. So I do think like it's germane to the story that he say we didn't raise the rent. But how do you not raise the rent with like.
That's what I'm saying.
After 10 years and with inflation, like all real estate rents are going up. They have prime location in West Hollywood. Like. Raising the rent it's not unfathomable that he would raise the rent, like especially after 10 years and given all the economic circumstances.
Honestly, her first statement made a ton of sense to me. Like, if the rent went up so much, I'm sure not all of her restaurants are as popular as they used to be. Like, I wouldn't even consider this a failure. I think, like, the restaurant business is so hard, and having a popular establishment in West Hollywood for 10 years is actually a huge accomplishment. But now that knowing that the rent actually wasn't increased, which also sounds like a lie to me because you're right. Even in the best of economic times, after 10 years, rent changes. That's just how, like, the market works. Even if it goes up by, like, $1,000, like, rents change.
Right, right. And I do think that Pump is a success. They had a 10-year run, and now some of her other restaurants are bigger, like Tom Tom. Sir is Vegas. Obviously really big. I feel like there is not really a place for Pump right now. Like, it's just not as necessary as it once was.
You know what's crazy is, like, we were watching the show when Pump was being built, and so that was 10 years ago. Like, I could vomit. Like, that's insane.
That is insane, but it's full circle. Also, mm-hmm. Villa Blanca closed down.
But she has Vanderpump Cocktail Garden at Caesar's Palace in Vegas. And that is literally, when you get to Vegas level, like, you're, like, so rich. Like, I think she's fine.
Yeah, no, I think she has two places in Vegas. No, I'm not worried about her. And I think, like, sometimes things come to an end. And it's not like they were evicted. It was, like, the lease, we had to reassess it. And it just doesn't make financial sense. Like, okay, great.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah, and I'm also not in my, like, hating Vanderpump era like I was many years ago. Like, everything she did, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I've come to actually – she's endearing herself to me quite a bit. So I'm okay with this. Rest in peace. Rip, Pump. Rip.
Yeah, the more I think about it, the more it makes sense. Pump is kind of, like, doesn't have a place in the Vanderpump ecosystem right now. It just doesn't. Like, Tom Tom is literally right down the street. Every event that they do it at Tom Tom.
Yep.
And Sir is still the hub. Like, great. Trim the fat.
Is Lisa at all involved in something about her? She's, like, helping them with the lease, and she's, like, going to the sandwich, and they said they're going to take on investors. Like, I'm sure she's going to be a part of it.
I don't think she, I mean, she said like over and over again, she's not investing. I think she has taken on this advisor role, one, because she likes Katie and Ariana, but two, it's her role in the show.
Yeah. But like it would, like it's such a smaller operation. It's not a bar, so they don't need like a liquor license. It's like going to be much cheaper. She should just invest a little, especially now that like everyone's so team Ariana and Katie. Like they're going to destroy the fans, destroy Shorts and Sandy's, and make this the number one sandwich shop in West Hollywood.
Yeah. No, it would be a good investment. But as of right now, she's not slated to invest.
Right. Her role, though, is just like a little weird.
It makes sense in the context of the show. And all she did was like connect them with her realtor. It's not like she was out there pounding the pavement.
She knew that they had gotten approved for the lease before they did.
Yeah. But like it's just weird. Lisa show tings.
Yes. Lisa show tings.
Lisa show tings. Anyways, goodbye to Pump. You had a nice run. Rip Pump.
Now, before we dive into the next story, let me let you know that the remainder of today's show is brought to you by Lululemon, specifically the Lululemon Align Collection. So everyone's always saying, Turdy, your flare pants, you look so snatched. Where are they from? They are from Lululemon. I'm obsessed with these pants. They're from the Align Collection, and the Align Collection has, like, amazing products in them. Like, I also love the biker shorts, but these flare pants, like, really, really speak to, like, a different part of my soul. I wear them everywhere, and they're so versatile. Like, not me wearing them to the airport and then also, like, to a full-on business meeting. You could dress them up, dress them down, boots, sneakers, whatever it is. And the Align Collection is everything of the sort. So all of their items in the Align Collection have the best flexibility. So it's made with this four-way stretch. That means you can bend, stretch, move literally any way you want to without restrictions or distractions, and without like that band digging into your stomach to the point where you're like nauseous and have to pull your pants down in the back of an Uber. If you've been there, you know. They're also really comfortable. They're made with Nulu fabric for the softest, comfiest texture that your legs have ever felt. It's true. It's like that Lululemon thing. Everything they have is just like so soft and like thin, but also coverage and warm. It's not sheer. And the fit is fabulous. It shapes perfectly to your body for a flattering look that is uniquely you. They're also weightless. It feels like you're wearing nothing and nothing else. So I love, again, the pants that I'm talking about are the high-rise mini flare pant from the Align Collection, but they have great, great products in the Align Collection besides that, like those biker shorts, running shorts, really great stuff. So get into the Lululemon Align Collection. It's available now at lululemon.com. Of course, that's lululemon.com, and that's the Lululemon Align Collection.
Thank you, Claudia.
You're welcome, Jackie.
Our next story, SNL revealed the final two hosts that were booked before the writer's strike shut down. They had booked Kieran Culkin and Jennifer Coolidge as the final season 48 hosts. And as we talked about yesterday, Pete Davidson. But SNL fans will have to wait a bit longer for the return of new episodes due to the ongoing Writers Guild of America union strike. People has confirmed the NBC series will not produce any more new episodes this season, including Kieran Culkin's slated return and Jennifer Coolidge's big debut. That would have been her first time hosting. And honestly, we're suffering.
Our loss. Our loss. Like that's... that's really tough for everyone. Those are both. I watched Kiernan's last year. I feel like he's like on this thing now where like whenever Succession is on, he like gets booked on SNL. His last one was so good. That sucks. Like that just fucking sucks for us. By the way, this WGA strike is like it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. We were sending each other stuff back and forth yesterday. Like there's a lot of new. There's a ton of news surrounding it. A lot of people are dropping out or not participating in events in support of the writer's strike. The writer's strike signs are going viral because they're like pretty shady.
Funny, shady.
Yeah. There's just a lot.
Yeah, there is a lot. I do have a question because I feel like I think a lot of like major celebrities like throwing their weight behind the WGA is like actually helpful. Like I saw Cynthia Nixon was down there. Chessie from Parent Trap was down there, like, throwing their support. A lot of people are pulling out. Like, John Mulaney pulled out of this event because he's, like, a writer to his core. Then I also saw, like, Lala Kent pulling out of, like, appearances. And I don't understand how that helps the writers.
I felt the same thing. Lala Kent is, like, not going to an award show. And I was like, how does that help the writers? I don't understand. Yeah. No, like, maybe it does. But I don't understand how. So just, like, drop it in the comments.
Explain it to me.
Yeah.
Explain to me how it helps the writers because I'm hella confused. But also, like, if I was a celebrity and there was, like, an event I really didn't want to do or, like, didn't want to go or, like, a job I didn't want to take, I'd be like, oh, you know what? I support the writers. And I do support the writers, so I wouldn't even be lying.
But you'll notice no one skipped the Met Gala in support of the writers.
Well, the Met Gala is actually not like a Hollywood, like they're protesting the networks. I also misspoke yesterday when I said it was just NBC. It's all of them. It's the streamers. It's everything. And I don't think that the Met Gala really has anything to do with like networks and cable and streamers.
No, no, it doesn't. But like a lot of some of these events don't have much to do with like the writers.
That's true. It's true. That's true.
It feels just like picky and choosy. You know, it used to, like how you used to be like, oh, I can't come. I have COVID. Or, oh, I was exposed.
Yeah. By the way, did you watch that Amanda Seyfried interview I was telling you about yesterday?
I saw one clip.
How fucking funny was it?
Really funny. I love her passion. Like, you know what it was reminding me of a little bit?
It's not right, man.
You know what it was reminding of? Vanessa Hudgens' COVID video.
You know what it was reminding me of?
Terrible.
Whoa. But inevitable. No, it was reminding me of, because like, it's just the way she's talking is so weird. It's also the stuff coming out of her mouth, but she's like kind of drunk. Like, dude, like the fuck? Like, give the writers what they want. Like, and it was like that video when like this sneaker company or like kind of like a hype beast, I forget, like YouTube channel, did a video with Bella Hadid in a sneaker store. And she's like, if my dude rolling up in these kicks, he's fresh, man. And everyone fucking roasted her. Like, what are you talking about? She was like, If homeboy finna get in these shoes, like he's gonna get it. That's what she said. If he's rolling up in these shoes, homeboy's gonna get it.
Cringe. But I also have never really heard Amanda Seyfried speak out of character, like out of a role. So maybe that's just her personality.
Dude, like, fuck, man. Like, get the writers. It's literally so fucking funny. Like, I don't think I'll ever get over it. It's the best clip of all time. She's so passionate, and she also has no fucking idea what's going on.
It's beautiful combination. Queen. Beautiful combination.
It's a beautiful combination.
Yeah. So, sad for Jennifer Coolidge on SNL. But also, Why wasn't she on earlier this season? Like, her big moments of the year, like, were kind of a few months ago. I feel like she could have been on sooner and we could have avoided this. And she also could have been on when the last White Lotus premiered. So I just kind of feel like SNL is kind of bandwagoning off of her success.
No, and they like waited too long and they were too stubborn. And look what happened. It's the one you got.
Yeah. This is their fault.
Right. Like when White Lotus was on, she could have been on SNL. When she was doing like her like Emmy campaigning, she was all over. She could have been on then. No, they waited till like she's literally irrelevant now. Well, it's not irrelevant, but you know what I mean? Like she's not on the name on everybody's lips currently.
Yeah. Who would you say is the name on everybody's lips currently? Like amazing today.
Question.
Changes amazing. Day to day.
That's an amazing question.
Yeah.
Let me think. Hold on. Honestly, it's like still everyone from Vanderpump Rules. It's so crazy. Did you see they were talking about Vanderpump Rules on The View yesterday?
Yeah, because J-Lo was on.
J-Lo was on and Whoopi Goldberg was like, do you watch Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah, and J-Lo, I saw that she said, like, if Ben did that to her, like, she would walk out the door.
Well, duh. I would hope so. Duh. Yeah. Wow. Hot take, J-Lo. Duh. Also, this is so random, but I was watching these videos this morning. I have to start sending it to you, but I want to give a shout out to somebody who I've started following on TikTok. His username is Heartthrobert. And he does these rewatch videos. He's watching Seventh Heaven. And we used to watch Seventh Heaven growing up and we loved it. And I guess we didn't realize how absolutely fucking moronic it is. Because they're trying to tackle these like real life issues in like this really old school, like PC Christian family pastor kind of way. So they're trying to do this. They're doing this episode on like drug addiction, but they're not going to do actual drugs in the show. You know, this is a nice family. So the kids in the family, two of them get into like herbal energy pills. So they're like up all night in the courtyard playing basketball. And then like the girl that she's playing with from her high school takes like a whole handful of herbal energy pills and has a heart attack and has to go to the hospital. And Jackie, these videos are so funny. You forget how fucking moronic this show was. I will send them to you. I think everybody needs to go watch these videos. It's in his rewatch playlist. I was watching them this morning with Ben, cackling. They did an episode on gang violence. There's this girl at the high school who has a gun under her bed. Like, it's so stupid.
That's crazy. And then it's also crazier that the father, the reverend, is a pedophile in real life.
Yeah. So in his videos, instead of calling the dad the pastor, he calls him the pedophile. It's so funny.
That was crazy. They're the best videos.
That was crazy. What's his name? Steven, like something. Is he in jail?
I think so.
That was low-key And like the show, like Jessica Biel is in the show. Like it's so crazy.
Beverly Mitchell. Good times. That's crazy that Jessica Biel is in the show though.
I know. That's like how we know her. That's how she is who she is. Seventh Heaven.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, are you ready for our fifth and final story?
I am. I'm ready to get into it.
It's a little influencer TikTok drama that I'm also going to need you to explain a little bit because I'm not understanding like the alleged crimes.
Okay.
Beauty brand Tarte has apologized for a miscommunication after a TikTok influencer claimed she was treated like a second tier person on a proposed brand trip. So the beauty brand Tarte has apologized for a miscommunication that led a TikTok creator to feel slighted and pull out of a brand trip slated for the hotly anticipated Miami Grand Prix auto racing event this weekend. But what may have started as a miscommunication has spun into a heated dialogue about bias and privilege. Bria Jones is a lifestyle influencer with 458,000 followers. She shared her frustrations in a viral TikTok on Wednesday, saying she felt she was treated like a second-tier person, quote, Bria said, quote, I'll be damned as a black creator if I accept anything other than equal treatment on these trips. She said that she did receive an invite to Sunday's race, but that it was rescinded due to a typo. She also acknowledged that her numbers are not like some of these other creators, assuming that was the reason she was left out of Sunday's affairs. But she said being excluded made her feel less than. Because she was not invited to watch the Formula One race on Sunday after discovering her other influencer friends would be attending. However, she wound up deactivating her account by Thursday, telling Insider that she had received online bullying and death threats after Tarte's CEO responded to her video. In the CEO's video and then in a statement to Insider from the CMO of the company said that a miscommunication stemmed from the fact that arrivals and departures were staggered for all creators the brand had invited to the three-day event and that no creators were given preferential treatment over others. Amid some confusion and the TikTok community taking sides, this is what we know about.
Let me explain. So Tarte is doing another influencer trip. They just did one in Turks and Caicos, which is now being brought into the conversation. But the conversation started about the Formula F1 thing in Miami. So this girl was basically like, I was so excited. And I was like talking to my other influencer friends. And this girl who made the video, Bria, her flight, she was looking, was like scheduled to leave. I don't know if this is the right day, but let's say like Saturday. And the Formula Thursday. One race is Thursday. Okay. And the Formula One race is on Friday.
It's on Sunday.
So it was like Tarte, whatever. Sorry. So she was basically like brought on the trip, but she wasn't going to stay till the end. And so they had basically had people coming for different amounts of time. And I'm sure like the really famous or, you know, lots of followers, people were getting to stay till the main event. But not everyone, you know, they're limited in how many rooms they had and whatever. So they said they weren't doing it on based on treatment, but I think they should just be honest and say that they were, because this is a business. Like, of course, like if we want content made on Sunday with the race, we want the girl with 10 million followers. Like, it's not crazy to say that. And then everybody just started having conversations like, yeah, well, you know, they just did this whole week in Turks and Caicos and they had like shifts of people coming in and everybody was doing room tours. And it was like, well, this person got a big suite with a slide and this person didn't only have one window. And now they're like, they're treating people, you know, based on their followers and ranking them. And it's like, yeah, is that bad? Like, it's a brand trip, not a charity trip. Like, if I had a brand and I was spending, they probably spent a shit ton of money, I want the people who have the most to offer me, I'm gonna offer them the most too,
right? And no? You want them to come. So if you want them to come to your Formula One weekend, but they're not getting a ticket to Formula One, like they might, those bigger accounts might not come, but the smaller accounts might come because like that's enticing to
that
them.
Might be the only opportunity that they have, whereas like somebody with 11 million followers, if they want to go to F1, like there's a million brands that'll take them.
Right. It's the same thing as like, you know, someone with more followers being paid more for that weekend than someone with less followers.
Right.
Because you're just like being paid based on the exposure. So I think you've said that like Tarte doesn't necessarily pay their influencers for these trips. So the accommodations and the perks are the payment. So the more right. your rate is, then the more perks that you would get. Like, that so makes
nobody,
sense.
Nobody gets paid to go on these trips. So I don't know if we would be having this conversation if people were mad that somebody with 10 million followers got paid 100 grand for the trip and somebody with 500,000 followers got paid 10 grand for the trip. That's not how the world works.
Right, I would disagree with that.
I would too. Like, accommodations in this scenario are the form of payment. So length of your stay, room type. And I saw Brianna Chicken Fry actually made a good video about it because she was like, I got a shit room. And, like, I didn't care, one, because it was just, like, we were having fun. And two, because, like, I know how many followers I have. And I know that, like, when you look at the people who were there, like, some of them have, like, 15 million followers. Like, it is a ranking system. And I think it's okay to say that because I don't think that's necessarily bad. It's the same way, like, at any sort of job, somebody with more seniority and more skill or whatever gets paid more. It's a ranking system. That's the capitalist world we live in. And I don't know if there's necessarily anything wrong with that.
No, I think there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's foolish to think that it should be a different way or like that. And also at the end of the day, like all you girls are going on a free fucking trip with all these perks, like staying at Prince's old house on the beach, like having the time of your fucking life. So your room was smaller than someone else's, like tiny violins. I'm sorry. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think there's a difference. And I didn't see her cite any of this, but like if people from the company were actually treating her differently in like a personable way, like that's wrong.
Yeah.
Like that is wrong. But that's not what I saw. And maybe I didn't see more stuff. But what I saw was basically like valuing, you know, room types and length of stays and, you know, how much product you got in your room. I got 3 concealers. She got 2. Like that I think is like petty. And again, these are unreal opportunities. And I honestly think Tarte would be better off being totally honest and being like, yeah, of course, like the person with 15 million followers is going to get the suite on the top floor. And the person with 200,000 followers. And you know what's so crazy is like in the grand scheme of TikTok and this girl has 450,000 followers, like that's really low comparatively in the beauty space. Like that's low. It is.
Yeah, agreed. Also Tarte, when they were trying to like explain their, I think the Turks and Caicos trip like was clearly based on following hierarchy rooms, etc. But this F1 trip, they tried to clarify the varying schedules, saying that every creator that was invited was asked to come for a 3-day duration staggered throughout the week. So for some creators, those 3 days included the actual race. For other creators, it was just like 3 days leading up to Formula One in Miami. And they said the entire event was 3 days, and to spread the love, we had invited many creators to join us, each for one of the 3 days. All creators had an equal itinerary with 1 day at the race, 1 dinner, and 1 nightclub event, and no one was staying longer than anyone else. She added that creators with all different size followings were invited across the 3 days. Right, so if you don't want to rank based on following, then only the big creators would be invited in the future. Like,
right.
Is that better?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, I will say, like, in terms of makeup, I feel like for the last couple of years, Tarte has kind of like fell to the back burner. They were really hot for a while. And then like all these other brands popped off and I think people forgot about Tarte. But they've really been doing a good job of like, especially with these trips and in, you know, TikTok, which is like the center of the beauty space now. It's not YouTube anymore. They're really killing it. And I honestly think conversations like this are, you know, at the end of the day, good for the brand because we're talking about Tarte. And I also, I haven't heard anything that I feel like they did anything wrong.
Yeah. No, I...
And, you know, and by the way, I am sympathetic. Like, it definitely sucks to, like, be on a trip and, like, know that, like, you're, you know, considered, like, less valuable or less important because of followers, which is just, like, this abstract... Like, I get it. Like, on a personal level, like, that fucking sucks. Like, I totally get it. But I don't think, really, like, anyone who was invited on the trip, like, really has anything to complain about based on what I've seen.
Yeah. Also, the... founder had made like a TikTok video talking about how she was like sad that Bria had felt this way, and that also they didn't realize people would like be upset about like what's going on the track. Like she said, I wasn't thinking what's going on in the track. I was just thinking how we can get people to have this most fabulous experience. It's like,
of course,
I didn't
like,
know
the
fucking race would be so important to people.
Yeah. And by the way, like, I'm sure because, like, TikTok in general is crazy. The beauty community is, like, so... Like, the fact that this girl had to deactivate her account when she was just, like, sharing her experience, even though maybe I don't necessarily agree with it, like, that sucks. And I'm sure she's, like, bugging into having the worst week ever.
Yeah, because it goes, like, you know, the mob just goes from here to there to here to there. So when she first posts her video, they're all like, yeah, why isn't everyone treated the same? And then they hear the response, like, and they're like, well, why are you complaining that you didn't get to stay one extra day on your glamorous free trip? And it's just, it's impossible.
And then it gets so dark.
It gets so dark. So I do feel bad for this creator if she's getting like mean messages and it's nobody deserves that. It's impossible.
Yeah. It's impossible to win. And while I don't agree, I think like everyone needs to calm the fuck down.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, It's just
no. At the end of the day, like Tarte is running a business. This is, you know, a business. This is not like a free for all charity. Like, for them to be intentional with room giveaways, that is, to me, that's smart business sense. If I was running a brand trip and somebody who had 15 million followers agreed to come, bitch, they could have my room. They could have my fucking room, okay?
Yeah. Also, it seems like the Turks and Caicos setup and the Miami one were different in terms of like what perks were given. And if anything,
I'm sure, because
the Miami trip might have been a little more equitable just because it was like 3 days for everyone. I'm sure they're saying like in hotels and not like a house where there's only, like, some rooms are bigger there than other rooms. They can't rebuild the house. They're not going to build a house that's like has equal rooms
For everyone. For the brand trips.
For the brand trips.
Yeah. But it's just an interesting conversation that's being had on TikTok.
Yeah. I don't know. Complain talk is like one of my least favorite trends on TikTok.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. So that's what you missed.
On Glee. And that's your final episode of the week. On Monday, Jax and I are back in studio. I'll be back in New York. Make sure to be following me on Instagram and make sure to join the Patreon because we're going to get some sickening content and we're going to make vlogs and get ready with me's. And I'm so excited. And Jax, I miss you so much. Like, it's not the same, even though I'm staying at this hotel and I'm the one that you were supposed to stay at. And I know you would fucking hate it here. Like, I can just tell this aesthetic is so not your vibe. Like, I walked in. I'm like, honestly, it's like a cool hotel, you know? So it's like loud and there's like bar and drunk people. Oh my God, I got in the elevator last night after Shannon sprayed me and I'm like not wearing my shoes and I couldn't figure out how to swipe the fucking key to like press my room number. I hate that shit, even though it's like good for security. So they take me up to the rooftop bar, even though I didn't press anything. And these like gaggle of like drunk elders got in. They're literally standing on my feet like, love your shoes. Where are they from? Like,
oh my God,
screaming in my face. And I was like, you know what? Blessed be the Lord that Jackie's not here.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that you also came like at night. It's a big weekend in Nashville. Yeah. There's all the grads. Like, maybe today will be a little more civilized.
Well, we're going to get this episode uploaded for you guys, and then we're on our way. We'll be back on Monday. Jax, I love ya.
Love ya.
Thank you so much for listening to the Toast and Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories you need to know every Monday through Friday. And YouTube, if you're watching this on YouTube, please consider subscribing. Give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as podcasts and podcasts can be found on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iTunes, Podcast, 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 Podcast